And now, another episode of Lunch with a Moment of Science.
Hi, Don. What's for lunch?
Broccoli.
And?
That's it. Just broccoli.
Okay, you must really like broccoli.
No, I can't stand the taste, actually. But I'm going on a vacation to Florida soon, so...
So wait, what does Florida have to do with broccoli?
Well, there's a lot of sun in Florida, right?
Right.
And according to scientists at the Johns Hopkins School of Medicine, three-day-old extract from broccoli might protect the skin against damage caused by being in the sun too much.
You mean that broccoli is like a natural sunscreen?
No. Smearing broccoli extract on the skin doesn't absorb ultraviolet light like a sunscreen. Instead, broccoli extracts help boost the cell's protective response against redness and inflammation caused by ultraviolet radiation.
Cool. So are there special broccoli creams you can use?
Not yet. First, there need to be large-scale human tests to see how broccoli extracts work over time. If eating broccoli provides the same protection as smearing the extract on your skin, that sort of thing. And in any case, you'll still need to use sunscreen to block ultraviolet rays.
So a broccoli cream would be like an extra layer of defense against sun damage.
Exactly.
Okay, but wait. Does eating broccoli boost your cells in the same way as the extract does?
No.
So why are you eating it?
Well, whatever the sun protection research finds, broccoli still packs a nutritional punch.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University, with production support from the American Society of Plant Biologists.
Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear, with help from Paul Talalay at the Johns Hopkins School of Medicine. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.